Their sentence established long ago. You say, what do you mean established long ago? Look, the principle that God is going to damn false teachers was set in place long ago. Long ago. That is a permanent principle by which God has always dealt with false teachers. It's always been so. Old Testament, New Testament, today and in the future. And he says, that sentence set long ago against false prophets is not idle. What does he mean by that? It hasn't run out of gas. It isn't so old, it's now worn out. It hasn't been weakened by time. It isn't ineffective. It isn't inert. It is still valid. It is still operative. It is still potent. And their destruction, he says, their eternal damnation is not asleep. And he personifies destruction as if destruction were an executioner. And he says their executioner hasn't fallen asleep. He is fully awake. Fully awake. It's quite a sketch, isn't it? We're going to see much, much more as the color is filled in. And by the time we're done with this chapter, you will recognize a false teacher if you don't already have a pretty good idea now. How alert, let me ask you this, how alert are you to those who claim to belong to Jesus Christ, claim to teach on His behalf, but who will not acknowledge Him as Lord, who will not submit to His law willingly, happily, joyfully, who will not obey His word and His spirit, but are literally given to a liberated theology in which their lust can run rampant? The reason they desire to be teachers is so they can get rich by exploiting the people they deceive. How alert are you to them? Oh my, how many people are deceived. How many are deceived. Satan's goal, deceive as many as possible. God's goal, destroy them all. Destroy them all. They're all around us. They've always been all around us. We need to be discerning. And I believe before we're done, as I said in this chapter, you'll have the tools of discernment.